Britney, bitch.
Get up! I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling.
What's up? Happy Wednesday, suckers. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette. Yes, you are listening to The Breakdown. I know it's been a minute, you guys. I be needing a break. I be having so much stuff going on. I was moving and grooving, if you know what I mean. Okay, maybe not like that. All right, you guys, but before we get started with any of the celebrity gossip, I want to let you know that we have an amazing episode that is coming up December 31st, and we are talking about SEX, but this time it's going to be in a male perspective. I know if you guys have listened to previous episodes, you know that was from a female perspective. I had my girl Chrissy J on there, so if you haven't listened to it yet, go ahead and take a listen to it, okay? All right, so let's jump right into it. So Megan Good and her nine-year husband, Devon Franklin, who is fine. Let me just say that, okay? He is really a handsome guy, but he's a pastor, right? So they're getting a divorce. Oh, boo-hoo. It's like everybody's freaking getting a divorce. You know, anyway, that's a whole nother topic because I can go on and on about that. But they're getting a divorce. Now, this is just my opinion. I don't know why they're getting a divorce. But the first thing that popped in my head was, so he's a Christian man. He's a pastor. We all know that Meg, is an actress, beautiful actress. And I don't know if they were living like two different lifestyles, but I do know in the past, and even still then, like now today, people who are living a certain kind of lifestyle try to get other people to join their lifestyle. And, you know, people are really not ready for that. So maybe that is possibly what could happen, but I don't know. Who am I to say? So I don't know. This is just my assumption. Maybe they broke up for reconcilable differences or whatever the case may be. Who knows? They might not even get a divorce. People just be talking, okay? And people just be talking in the spirit of moments. So who knows? We don't know, but we are praying for this couple. And hopefully they could get this together and still come to a agreement or about whatever they want to do. And other news, you guys. So there is Dre Hughes, right? He's a viral sensation. He usually dancing in all the videos and stuff like that. So there's this video with him surfacing and his baby mama is like jumping on him and he is not really saying anything. Now, the thing that bothers me is that if the tables were different, and the tables were turned and he was jumping on her, everyone would be like, arrest him, you know, but because she's jumping on him, it's kind of like, oh, he ain't even fighting her back. Like, no, like nobody should be putting a hand on nobody. Cause truth be told, the way that I was growing up, and I'm just going to put it like this. If you put your hands on me, I am, entitled to hit you back. I mean, that's just what it is. That's why I was brought up. You can say whatever you want to, but just don't put your hands on me. Now, that's where the problem comes in at. Under no circumstances is this okay. I don't care if it is a man who's being attacked. Under no circumstances are you should be putting your hands on anyone. Period. Period, Pooh. Period. All right. And also there's this other thing with, I just want to bring this up. It's just going to be really, really short. So this guy said that he went on a date with Nivea 3 times before he noticed that it was the singer Nivea. Now Nivea has a baby with The Dream, who's a producer. Nivea also has a baby with Lil Wayne. And the guy puts in the post, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to really be with her. That shit crazy. But how you didn't know this was Nivea? Can somebody, like, how you didn't know this was her? Like, boy, anyway, he got, like, pictures of him and her taking pictures. He knew that was her. Stop playing, boy. Anyway, you ain't all that anyway. He was kind of cute. But anyway, I ain't going to. None of my business. I'm just chilling. All right. Thank you guys for listening to The Breakdown. Today's going to be an amazing day. It's almost Christmas, you guys. It's almost a new year. And we just got to what? Speak positive things into existence. Why? Because the power is in the tongue. And we're never wrong.
You have just listened to The Breakdown with Brittany Marlette. Also available on Anchor and Spotify. We'll be expecting you, darling, on our next episode.